as a recording. They would enjoy it any more than people in the band, at least.
Jesus wrote so sharing love within my heart, beauties of thy truth and holiness impart, that where I go, my life may share abroad fragrance of the knowledge of the love of God.
Two. about 166? 166. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever He may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along the narrow way. He lives, salvation to my heart. He asks me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along the narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
What about 167?
Okay. 167. Next page over.
Why did the Savior heavenly and come to earth below, wherein His grace would not receive, because He loved me so? He loves me, He loves me, He loves me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loves me so. Why fill the garden's dreadful dross? Why through His trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because He loves me so. He loves me, He loves me, He loves me.
Tempted and tried, we're often to wonder why it should leave us all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about.
7:02 is a song of invitation in a few moments. Do we have any other songs? Number 5, the empty mansion. About 163. 163. Mm-hmm. There's within my heart a melody.
Jesus whispers sweet and low.
For a son.
tarrying go. Let us trust and adore him who leads us today toward the way he is sure, where the sun never sets and the fires never fade, where no sorrow or death makes poor years in vain. As the life of a flower, as the bread or a sigh, so the years fly away.
Beautiful robes so white,
beautiful land of light,
beautiful crown so bright,
where shall come the night? Beautiful fellow, where shall he invite or lay? Yonder in mansions fair, gathers there.
Number 546. 546. As we sang this other song and this one combination, we don't actually have God walking with us in the fields and the yields and everything, except through his word. And in his word, as we read that word when we're out in the pasture, the fields, something other, it takes on a new meaning to us. It takes on a new feeling to us. Try it if you don't know about it. And try it when you're out in the backyard somewhere reading scripture. Because that makes a difference. My God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows here. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows here. My God and I will go for a first heard this account. but it's a good congregational song from many years ago. You notice how it was first written and copyrighted in 1940. See, I'll be happy. 422, 72. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem gray all the whole day through, there's a silver light that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friend, trust in His promises grand. Sing
and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust in Him who lives and He is with you. Keep your soul, let the heart of word be faithful. Look to Jesus and pray.
Lift your voice and praise His song. Sing and be happy today. Often fail to see the rainbow.
Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we be glory? Shall we be tears? Into our hands the gospel.
It's
despairing cry. From the waters lifting me, I say, am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Souls in danger, look up above, Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master, marvelous to see, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else to help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else to help, love lifted me.
Well, Tom, I believe you mentioned about 700.
702.
You know, in the choice of lessons that I do, they're lessons based upon what I perceive as needs of people. And as we address those particular needs, we'll put the topics to it, and the studies to it, and do that sort of thing together. And in the study about the Lord and His church, what He wants His church to be and do. We got to the closing point this morning in regard to who or whom defends the church. Who defends what we teach? Why do we defend what we teach? Because the Word of God tells us to do that. When Paul wrote in Romans 16:17, salute those who mark those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine you learned of us, and avoid them. There are such that do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but with their own belly and fair speeches they deceive the hearts of the simple. That's the way that we go, because that's what God's Word teaches us that we should do. And as we do that, we will faithfully follow what He says to do. When Jude wrote Jude 1 and verse 3, when I gave all diligence for those to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and encourage you that we should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to your saints. Earnestly contend for the faith. Keep on teaching. Keep on working that faith. Because it is the right thing to teach and the right thing to believe and the right thing to practice. And I believe that that's the case with us. This psalm reflects that idea. Trust and obey. When we trust in Him and we obey what He has to say, we're doing what He says. He wants us to trust in Him. When the book of Hebrews is just filled with over and over again, they say things like, Jesus died for us once, shed His blood for us once. The idea that Jesus was wanting us to come to Him through His blood to be saved from our sins. There are a lot of great verses about that in the book of Hebrews. And in reference to this matter, that's the trust that we have in Him. Trust that we have in His blood to evermore cleanse us from our sins and be with us as we go through life. That's the way to do it. And if we obey Him, we show that we trust Him. Because Jesus plainly said, if you love me,
when we walk with the Lord in the light of His
studied that particular matter. Add Miss Hazel to your thoughts and prayers.
They got it worse. She got a pacemaker too.
She got a pacemaker put in.
Said she needed it.
That was not a problem. She passed out in spite of it. So that's not a problem.
Gina's packing her up, packing her on her ass.
And they're coming back to their home there in Alabama, Tennessee, from Hamilton, Alabama, Hewitt, Alabama, where she lives. And they go back down that way midweek of next week. So it's a good test time for them to see and hear what's going on there during that time. But God bless y'all in every way. Know that you pray for people, and I appreciate your prayers for Miss Hazel. She's a great person.
I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and time with family and trying not to overeat. Well, I try. I'm actually trying, which I didn't usually do. So let's turn to number 459. 459. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Once we meet thy tender care, in thy pleasant pastures lead us. For our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine.
Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.